My name is Alyssa.
And I'm Emily.
And you're listening to Slash and Slay, a horror podcast. Wow, guys.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute and a half.
I think it's been 1 month.
Has it been that long? Or that short?
It kind of seems longer.
It seems a lot longer.
But I had it pulled up, but I don't know. Yeah, well, we both got kind of, I don't even remember what happened. I feel like
it just didn't work out.
It simply didn't work out.
It just simply was not working out.
We just needed a little
breaky break. From each other.
No.
I'm kidding.
We still hung out without.
We did.
Like
did
once. We? Once.
It was a lot was happening differently in our lives at the time.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It sounds like something so dramatic, but it was literally just like, I cannot fit it in my schedule this week.
It was literally like, I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened.
Good for you.
And
very proud.
I've been doing other stuff that requires a lot of computer work, a lot of mic work, if you will.
A lot of mic work. She's doing OnlyFans.
Just
kidding. Do you even need a mic for OnlyFans?
Maybe. It depends what you're doing, I guess.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Topic change. Yeah, so we're back, though. I'm excited.
I am, too.
To keep this rolling.
Keep it rolling. Episode 57. So many episodes.
It's a lot of episodes.
We were going to try to get to 60.
Before the next season, but took a break.
But we didn't. That's okay.
And that's okay. We can forgive ourselves and move on. And
we can. Hope you guys will too.
Please forgive me.
Forgive us.
Forgive and forget.
We're sitting very close together.
Touching arms.
We're touching arms even. Because we only have one mic.
Sorry about that,
it's
guys.
In between us like Rhett and Link.
That's so nice.
I think I'm Rhett.
Yeah, you are.
And you're Link, for sure.
The favorite. No, I'm kidding. A lot
favorite.
Of people, I think, Rhett is their favorite, I think.
Rhett's not necessarily my favorite. But Link's
they're both
not
so
necessarily
different.
My favorite either, so.
Link is easily my favorite, but I also love Rhett for his...
Mm-hmm.
I think, what I've been talking about this a lot lately, and it's like, when you decide you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you mm-hmm. need to think of their worst quality mm-hmm. and then decide if you can live with that
quality, yeah.
And I think Rhett's worst qualities...
You couldn't live with.
I don't think I could. Not that I'm like, I mean, I wish I could marry Link, but... I just mean like, whenever he displays his worst qualities, I'm more like,
Yeah, you get the ick.
Yeah, and when Link does it, I'm like, he's trying his best. Yeah, so... I think that's my thing.
Well, that's important to know about yourself and the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, which
I love
is Link.
You know what? Never mind. This is not that kind of podcast.
Not a homewrecker podcast.
I know. I love his wife, too. Sorry. Anyway, love Rhett and Link.
Anyways, all that to say, what's been going on in your life, Emily?
Let's catch up. I guess since the last time it was Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh.
Because that was our last episode. So it's been over a month.
Yeah.
A month and a few weeks, I guess. A month mm-hmm. and 2 weeks. Let's see. After that, this is February, I was applying to some schools. So I had a lot of essay writing to do.
We love.
We...
We adore.
I cannot believe I was 25 years old writing an essay. What?
I can't even imagine.
It was so like
where do you
foreign.
Start? Where do you even start?
I hate starting and ending essays. I hate it. Anyway, it was not so bad. And then after that, well, I went on a trip to Austin for the weekend, which was mm-hmm. very nice. Went to some bookstores, saw some movies. Had a good time. And then, let's see, what's happened the last few weeks? I don't know. Just been doing a lot of traveling, surprisingly. Just some here and there. Dallas, Austin, Oklahoma.
Busy.
I've not been reading very much. I've been in a bit of a reading slump, if mm-hmm. you will. My goal was to read longer, better quality books than so many shorter, maybe not as memorable
mm-hmm.
books, But that kind of put me in a slump because it's like they're long and there's a lot. Right. And yeah.
Gotta push through.
Yeah. So working on that. I did finish the Court of Thorns and Roses series.
Oh my gosh. Gosh.
I had to skip quite a bit. I like, you know, like those scenes, like,
yeah,
smut scenes. Like,
there's too many, isn't there? Like a bunch. Like there's, it's like so every other page. Many. Like I like them sprinkled throughout.
I like maybe one.
Yeah, like one or like maybe two, depending on when the like romance develops.
If there's one, and then there's like more, I usually just skip them because I'm like, all right, I know.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I actually did finish this one that was, I don't know, I think it was kind of scary, but it was a romanticy, dark romanticy, and it's called One Dark Window, and I really liked that one. Mm-hmm. There's only one scene, and it wasn't even that graphic, but mm-hmm. it's still like, ooh, okay. But it's basically this town is plagued by, or this village is plagued by a mist that will infect people and give them magic, and it's illegal to, like, they get rid of you. Like, they kill you if you have the magic. Oh. Because they're like, it's an infection. Get rid of it. And this girl's hiding her magic. And they want to get rid of the mist and get rid of all the magic. But you have to collect all of these cards. You have to collect, like, 12 of these Providence cards. And so she's trying to do that to get rid of her magic. Because every time you use the magic, it, like, deteriorates some of you.
Interesting.
It was very interesting and really fun. And pretty... pretty sexy, so.
Pretty sexy.
But, yeah, other than that, haven't been reading too much. I'm reading The Fisherman by, don't know right now. Little horror. It's really good so far. Mm-hmm. So, also dipping my toes in graphic novels.
Okay. That's fun.
And in it's regards new. To movies, hardly any.
Yeah, same. Same for movies and books.
You're busy, though.
I've been... books is kind of my life a little bit
right which now. We've always wanted. Which we've clap, always clap, wanted. Clap.
I'm, for those who don't know, I'm doing audiobook narration.
Yes, she is. And what a wonderful, talented lady.
And I've gotten some books. Booked some books, as you booked say.
Some books.
They're not really horror at all. None of them. Well, the third one I booked is kind of more of a horror, on the horror side. But I did read the second one, the one I'm about to start recording tonight, actually, is, like a dystopian, and it has some like scary elements to it. Ooh. And I am obsessed with it.
I can't wait.
I like dream about it. Like I think about it.
Yeah.
And it's a series, so there's more, and I'm like, I really...
I
can't wait to read more of them. Even if I don't do the rest of the books, I am like, I'll probably buy them.
That's so good. Read. And then, you know, eventually, when you get more, opportunities and stuff, and you can, like, pick the books you want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. You'll get so many offers.
Right.
You have so many right now, though.
Just three.
That's a lot.
It's better than...
Yeah.
I have three, maybe four, because the first book I did is a series, and she wants me to do the second one already. So, but this book, it's called Awaken. It's by Michelle Bryan, and it's just really good. I don't know,
sometimes you just get that feeling.
Yeah, it kept me constantly like on guard, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I get to like be these people. Like, I get to like embody these characters. So I'm really excited. I'm like nervous to start too, because I want to do such a good job. I want it to be what in my head it is, and what I know like is in the head of the author. So I just really hope that I can deliver.
You will.
Thank you.
I have complete faith in you.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Here's a big update. Did we talk about this already? I finally read Intensity.
Oh!
Finally read it.
Yeah. Finished it.
It was so good.
It was intense, huh?
It sure was intense.
She literally texted me and was like, what is wrong with you? This is your favorite book.
I was telling people that. I was like, I'm reading this book and it's like one of my best friend's like favorite book and I'm concerned. Because I was like, this is... rough.
Because
like, it made
scary,
me cry.
It's terrifying.
I know, because it's too real.
Yeah.
I like the... I guess I don't like Supernatural, but I don't like anything that I could possibly be.
This wasn't Supernatural.
Put myself in. No.
It's just a pure
evil human.
Evil human. I'm sorry. I'm moving around so much because I'm.
It's okay. Get comfy.
I'm like, I can't get comfortable.
She can
get comfy. I'm a mover.
It's okay.
Anyway, sorry.
What did I say that it reminded me of? I forgot. The plot twist at the end, I saw coming like right before. I was like, oh my gosh, girl, keep mm-hmm. going, keep going. Right. Don't stop.
I was like, there's a combo. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like Get Out. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
No. I can't remember what I was thinking. Anyway.
Look it out.
It was very good. I also read From Below? Deep Below? What's it called?
From Below, yeah. From Below. Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about that at all.
Yeah. I read From Below right after two. It's like once a year I'm like, let me actually read what Alyssa tells me to read. And I think last year was like The Island and then Fantastic Land. And then every time I'm like, man, she does have good taste. I read all four of the Darcy Coates
for
your recommendation.
Yeah, you did.
From Below. And I've read Intensity now. Mm-hmm. So.
And I started Darcy Coates because of your first recommendation.
Yeah. So. But anyway.
What'd you think of From Below?
From Below really freaked me out. I don't know. It didn't scare me because I was like, I would never do this, you dumb people.
Right.
And I also learned so much about deep sea diving that made me, I don't even want to say you respect it. It made me like not understand it even more because
like,
I'm like,
why you would do it?
Oh, it's actually so much more unsafe than I actually thought it was.
Yeah.
And I already thought it was
unsafe.
So unsafe.
Yeah. It's insane. But I was correct that it didn't scare me as much because I knew there weren't going to be, like, sea creatures.
Yes, there were no creatures.
Because they say in the beginning, there can't be sea creatures here because it's so cold.
Yeah.
So I knew that wasn't going to be an element. So that part didn't scare me, but definitely
The depths
scared me for sure.
And I don't know how I feel about, I feel like Darcy Coates often will either, like, if you think about the Black Winter series, she'll either explain things in like ridiculous detail sometimes, mm-hmm. not like too much, but you're just like, wow, okay, I know everything about this now. Or it'll be like, well, up to you to decide.
Right.
Were they ghosts? Were they, you know, like, were they seeing things? But, you know, but I don't know.
Just kind of like that. But the whole premise was that they didn't really say the reason for it, but there was a theory. The theory was the cloth, the material.
Because I thought the fog the whole time, because the fog was nasty.
You know, there was this part whenever, so you know, they make it out. They mm-hmm. The first time they make it out, they mm-hmm. go up. And they were like, well, we'll just stay here. We'll just stay here tonight and wait.
Yeah.
I thought, because they come out in darkness, that the creatures were going to come to the surface and get on the boat.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was like, that's for sure what's going to uh-huh. happen. I was not expecting them to have to go back down to get the kid. But, yeah.
Uh-uh.
I was really like, I kind of almost wanted the creatures to come up to the boat. So we had some above, but I guess that's what, from below. It would still make sense.
Yeah. But it was strange because they're not necessarily malevolent. They were just like, more buddies, like,
right,
we just want you to stay here,
right? They just wanted more friends.
Yeah. So like, okay,
but it was like kind of like with the Black Winter series, how there would just be hordes and hordes of these things.
Yes.
And then it would be like, how did they get out of that? There was a lot of that with this. It was like,
yeah, sometimes I was confused too because I'm like, what and I get it's very disorienting too, so I'm always like, what direction are they and who is, you know, what what's going on? And I don't know. There's so many times I should have been like, nope, we're not going down again.
Uh-huh.
But they had some high stakes, like, in their personal lives. But that one guy was so dumb for bringing his engagement ring down there.
I know.
Were you born yesterday?
Yeah. And, like, literally, leave it. I'm sorry. Leave it. It's not that big of a deal.
If somebody was like, oh, I took this down to the Mariana Trench or whatever, I'd be like, okay, why? Why'd you go down there?
Right. First off.
First off, I don't think I want to marry you because you're reckless and dumb. Yeah. But no, I did enjoy it. And I'm excited to read some more of hers. As always, I want to read her newest one. I keep forgetting what it is.
What
It has like, it's the cover that has a hand on it. It has like puppet strings.
Ooh. I haven't even seen that.
I keep forgetting what it's called though. Have you been to our Barnes & Noble recently?
No.
You need to go.
It's been a few weeks.
Have you been since they redid the horror section?
No.
There's more. And it's like,
it's not three. Just two shelves?
No, it's three now.
Wow.
Three whole shelves.
Dang.
Yeah. And I can't decide if they added more or if they just flipped a lot of them front facing.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like they have more selection though, because like the Fisherman one, I've never heard of this author, never heard of this book or anything. And it was all by itself. It was just one. So I feel like they're like, oh, let's get some random ones in here too, which is good because I'm like,
That's how you discover more authors.
Yeah. And you know, we've talked about this before. I'm so sick of the ugly covers with the nasty dark mist on the cover and, you know, some stupid name. Like I don't want to read those. So finding nice new, maybe indie authors. I think this little remodel will be better.
It's good. Yes.
Yeah. You have to go check it out.
Well, maybe we need to go. I did see a movie called There's Something in the Barn.
What was in the barn?
It's on Netflix.
Is it a Netflix original?
I think so.
Okay.
It's definitely trying for the Krampus vibes.
Oh.
It's a Christmas horror movie that came out like in March.
Okay.
It's funny because when I was doing the Krampus episode with Jared, we had talked about the other different creatures, and this was one of those.
Oh,
it was
okay.
The elves that like live in the barn, and they like, you have to bring them porridge, and if if you don't put the butter on top, I think, or if you put it under or something, like they get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to treat them nice or they'll like destroy your family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like that. It was just basically like that. It was cheesy. It was, when it first started, I was like, the family, they looked like they had a filter on. Like, everyone looked like super smooth skin that just looked very unnatural.
I feel like Netflix does that a lot where they, and I love, what's his name? You know, the Haunting of Hill House, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the filters on it are always like, and they did the same thing with Wednesday. It's like blue.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's very blue and like dark and like high contrast.
Yeah.
Was it kind of like that or just like
it wasn't really blue. It just like their faces just looked like they had a filter on. Like their faces just looked like a smoothing filter.
They were mewing.
Yes. And and it got better as it went on, but it just was like,
interesting.
What is going on here? But
It
was interesting. It's about a family who moves to Norway. They inherit this like house and barn in Norway. And they're trying to remodel the barn to be an Airbnb. And it's like during Christmas time.
And there's something in the barn.
And the little boy finds it and is trying to tell the parents, like, hey, we have to treat this elf right or he's going to destroy everything.
No, yeah.
And they don't listen. And so.
Probably doesn't end well for them.
It doesn't end well.
Yeah.
But it definitely had some Krampus vibes. With, like, kind of the antics and the fights and stuff like that.
So. Were there any big names in it or just...
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No one I knew.
Well, I'll have to check that one out. So, I'm always in the mood for a Christmas little...
A Christmas horror.
Yeah.
I love a good Christmas horror, even if it sucks.
Who doesn't, honestly?
I would like your opinion on it, though.
Okay, I'll have to...
Because you might be like, wow, this is actually, like it's giving Krampus. And then I'll have to rewatch it and be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can watch it together again. Well, that's fun. I like that.
So that's really
the only movies.
Yeah, that's really it.
I think I talked about this one. The it was about the Neanderthals. I think I already talked about that one on the podcast. That's the only like other horror I can think of that I
Neanderthals.
It was like Neanderthals, and they went to an island to try to start over because their island wasn't.
This is not ringing a bell.
Okay, maybe I didn't talk about it then. It was like one of the Scream Unseens at AMC. So you go and you don't know what you're going to watch. And it's a horror movie.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, now you remember?
It's coming.
Yes, it's yeah. It's I think I'd already talked about
yeah.
it. Yeah. So that's the only other horror movie I can think of that I really watched. I just have not been watching horror movies?
I watched Bone Tomahawk. Mm-hmm. I started to watch it. It is disgusting.
Really?
Like, what the F? It's so graphic. And, like, in the way that makes you, like, sick. Like, you know, there's graphic movies, like, slasher movies that are graphic and, you know, guts are spilling out. But it's, like, it's when it's, like, a... I don't know. I guess set in, like, more of a realistic thing. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's, like, it's like there's, I guess, it's not, it's like Aboriginals, I guess. Mm-hmm. And the, they basically like use people's like body parts for their, tools and stuff. So they like capture people.
Why can't they use their own?
'Cause they are want to live, I guess.
Well, okay. So like, what do they use it?
Like they like, a shovel? It's like people that like, they scalp. Uh-huh. And the scene, this is when I turned it off. And I don't normally turn movies off, even if they're gross. Like, I really don't. But they scalp this guy, and they show it. Mm-hmm. And then they flip him upside down, and they show it, and they chop him right there, uh-huh, down the middle. Uh-huh. He's alive.
Oh.
And I immediately, like, I turned it off. I was like, oh my God. I was like, what did I just watch?
Yeah.
And I was like, so I was literally scarred. And it makes me sick. Like, you can look at my face.
Yeah,
like,
she's not doing good, guys. She's going to throw up.
So don't watch Bone Tomahawk if you don't want to throw up.
Okay. Noted. We'll not be watching that. What was it on? Is it new?
It was on Paramount. No, I think it's been around since, like, 2010 or 12. Or, I don't know.
That's what gets me is the, like, anything slow, mm-hmm, or if you're alive, like, that's what, like, it doesn't even bother me, like, if they show, like, somebody gutted.
Yeah.
If I didn't, like, see it, or, like, unless it was, like, really quick. But if you focus on it and you're, like, I don't know.
It was just, it's, like, it's just, like, a certain tone that makes it that way. As opposed to, like, and too, I think anything with, like, genitalia and, like, mm-hmm, that it's just something just so... Intimate isn't the right word, but it is in a way. You know, like, it's just, it's so private.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I don't like it.
We don't like it. So. Okay.
There you go.
Well, that's our caught up for the past
month and a half.
I did see Lisa Frankenstein. Didn't I talk about that
earlier? You did. Well, you were going to see it, I think.
And I hadn't seen it yet.
You hadn't seen it yet. Or maybe, no, you hadn't.
No, I had it because I saw on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But it comes out the 29th to Peacock, so I'm going to watch it.
I really liked it, and okay, guys, let me...
Sorry, I just forgot. I just thought of another movie I watched.
What was it?
It was Totally Killer on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
It's like a Back to the Future slasher type thing. Mmm. It was really fun. Okay. It was really,
Is it new?
It's newish. I think it came out in, like, December, November, or something like that.
Okay.
So, I'd suggest that one.
Totally Killer. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be, like, Totally Killer.
Yeah. It's, like, there's, like, a serial killer that's been around since, like, the 80s, or he stopped killing in the 80s, and then the daughter of one of the survivors, like, the mom gets killed by him because he comes back. And she has to go back in time to try and stop it from happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. So. And then so she goes back to the 80s when her mom's like a teenager and stuff like that. So.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun.
I cannot imagine seeing my mom as a teenager.
I know, right?
I'd be like, girl, what are you doing? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Lisa Frankenstein. Yes. No, you're fine. Lisa Frankenstein. It was really fun. I have not been on, like, my phone very much. Now, I will say, you know how you get your weekly screen time every week?
Yeah.
Today, I got mine, and it was up 80% last week. But it was because we had my phone plugged in mostly for the ride.
Right.
And it was, like, very long drive.
Yeah, and use your GPS,
And too. I used my phone so much taking pictures on this trip for work.
Yeah.
It ended up doing that. But my most used app has been New York Times, the games. Have you been playing Connections?
No.
You have to.
Really?
Yes.
It's just like the app, New York Times?
Yeah, New York Times Games. It has like the Wordle on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Connections is when you group like these four words together. And they try to trick you, like, they'll put, like, hair, curling iron, straightener, something like that. But, like, curling iron and straightener would go together because they're hot tools, but right. hair wouldn't go.
Right.
So then if there's not four, then you're like, okay, well, that, you know, it has to relate to something else. So they're always, like, you know, okay. you have to come up with some things that correlate, not that, like...
Are, yeah.
Yeah, you know what okay, I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's really fun, but I, like, literally, like, stay up till midnight sometimes, and I'm like, I gotta wait for the next Connections, because I love it. But anyway, so I haven't been on the internet, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why Lisa Frankenstein got removed so soon.
Yeah.
But we wanted to go see it again, and I wanted to take my brother, and it was the next weekend, and it was gone already. Yeah. So.
I know, I wanted to see it, like, it was, like, a weekend or the 2 weeks after, maybe, I was gonna take my husband, and... It was not...
I really liked it and thought it was good and fun and exactly what I thought it would be.
Right.
So I don't really...
Surprises.
I don't... I need to do research and figure out why it got removed so yeah. quickly. If it was just, well, here you go, or, you know, budget, whatever. I'm sure it also had to do with Dune coming out because they needed more...
Oh, yeah.
...space for Dune, I guess. I don't know. I did see Dune 2 twice.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I did see Dune 1, but only, like, part of it. Mm-hmm. I got bored. What can you say?
I got bored. The second one, I think, is better.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Well, there's, like, more characters? Or, like, more... I don't know.
There's a little bit more action, I think, and mm-hmm. also it's less... not necessarily less political, but more, like, straightforward political instead of the... Because they're actually at war, so instead of it mm-hmm. being, like, oh, when are they gonna... attack, if we do this will they attack and stuff like that, or being unsure of who your enemies are, you kind of just like, okay, these are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's why I would say maybe it's not as boring, but the first half of the first one is a little not necessarily boring to me, but a little draggy because it is very political and
right
boring
set up.
We hate politics here.
We hate politics.
I do have one more update.
Okay.
And this is for Kelsey. You know who you are. I saw you. She lives not in the state. And I visited her, my friend, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a big fan of the podcast.
And
she asked if Alyssa was pregnant when I saw her. Because she's wondering, when is Alyssa going to be pregnant? And so, Alyssa, do you want to...
Do I want to give an update to Kelsey?
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey, I... am not pregnant.
We can use this for clickbait, right?
Yeah. It's a
pregnancy announcement.
Is Alyssa pregnant?
It's an announcement. It's like, I'm not pregnant.
I'm announcing that I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
So, nor do I plan to be in the future.
In the near future, we do not plan for it.
No planning's happening in that department.
And she will tell me before she even tells her husband.
Right. It will be my first call.
But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to... I thought that was so funny because... It was, like, within 5 minutes of sitting down, she was like, pregnant. And I was like, no. And she's like, I keep going on her Instagram to see. And I'm like, no, girl, she good. She's safe.
I'm safe this month.
So that's our wrap-up of the past
month and a half.
And we still have the rest of the year to go.
We sure do.
And there are some movies coming out.
This should be a good year for... horror movies.
I thought it would be better.
Oh.
Because I thought we were going to get a new Jordan Peele movie.
Oh.
But it got moved to next year.
What's it supposed to be?
I don't think it's going to be what it was. Because we did say it was going to be a movie about a book. Short story thing?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing something else. Hmm. So I'm disappointed.
Disappointed.
But I think it'll still be fun. There seems to be a lot of interesting, like, they're doing another Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
Blood and Honey. And they're doing, like, a Mickey Mouse horror. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, like, sequels and trilogies. I think Terrifier 3 is coming out.
Yeah, which we have. Smile 2.
Smile 2 is coming out?
Yeah, it's a movie that we've refused to see.
Now we have
Even though
right?
I've literally heard people be like, Smile is like, people that are, like, I would respect in their movie mm-hmm. liking abilities, say that Smile was like a really good horror movie.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
it looks horrible.
It looks horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe
we just need to bite the bullet.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Smile the bullet.
Smile at the bullet and see what happens.
But we kind of decided to do our most anticipated movies of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's already been 3 months of the year.
Yeah, but so we're not counting the ones behind us.
My only one I was really anticipating was Lisa Frankenstein. So, yeah. I saw it.
So accomplished.
Yeah, done. But my number one, not my number one necessarily, but one that I'm really looking forward to is Maxine, of course, mm-hmm. coming out July 5th.
Yeah.
Very excited for the conclusion of the X series. We have such a deep love for Pearl.
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping that this also, I highly doubt it because Pearl is just like, I feel like it was custom made for me, but you know, like.
It seems like it's going to be a totally different vibe.
Yeah, it will. Sure. I think it'll be more, you know, obviously 70s, 80s.
Right.
But I'm really excited for it. I haven't seen a trailer or anything.
I've seen some photos, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I saw a teaser, but
no, I don't think I've seen anything.
Yeah.
But no, I am very excited about for that one too. And July 5th, that's like the perfect day for it to come out.
July 5th is perfect.
Full of hot dogs and
and fireworks.
Woo! But yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. Like I said, we've talked about this before. We never really see what happens after mm-hmm. for the final girl. So we'll see her life after.
And if I'm not 100% sure where the horror comes in, but I guess that's.
I'm feeling, once you see some things, you become.
Because Pearl is no moral. Pearl is no moral. She sure did.
Yeah.
So, well, I think we all know what my number one is for the year. Do you?
No.
Can you guess?
Can I guess? No.
It would be A Quiet Place to
Oh, Life. Yes. It's a duh. But he's not in it.
He's not in it. And I don't even think he has a lot to do with it.
Mm-mm.
But I don't care. I love the world that he has created.
Yes. Yes.
That comes out June 28th. And I don't know. That'll be interesting. I think it's like all kind of takes place in like a city, right? So it's like.
Yes. Metropolitan area. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to go see it.
You're not?
No.
Why?
Because there's a kitty in the trailer. And I'm scared.
The kitty's gonna
die. One meow and it's gone. And you know I can't handle that.
That's all it takes. Well, it's like the raccoons, you know? They're all squeak squeak.
Those are raccoons. I'll definitely watch it. But I'll be sad if the kitty dies. Please don't kill the kitty, John.
Don't kill the kitty. Save the cat. That's a writing philosophy
or
something.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a story structure.
Save the cat. Is it an anagram?
No.
You just save the cat.
It's just save the cat. It's I should know as a writer, but
she knows it. She just doesn't want to share.
Right.
She's
gatekeeping it.
Yeah. No, I think that'll be interesting. I will miss the original
mm-hmm.
group, but
yeah,
whatever,
because I did kind of want to see what the results of the radio going off were.
Yeah, and that town, that little village in mm-hmm. I want to rewatch the first one because I haven't rewatched it in so long, and I love that one.
It's so good.
So good. I'll anticipate that one too.
Okay.
I'll anticipate it. Probably my second most excited one. is, what's it called? Devil something. I keep forgetting. It, like, premiered, I think, in...
The Devil Made Me Do It?
No. It's, like, a found footage... Night with the Devil something? Guys, just give me a second. Oh, yeah. Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
It's releasing March 22nd. Oh, what? It came out, right?
It's already out?
I guess it did release in England. Oh, it's playing here today. Okay, guys, I'm anticipating it.
And I will be seeing it.
But it's at that one, so I don't know if I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like a found footage of this. I mean, it's not really found footage because it's like this person, I guess, found the footage mm-hmm. of a late night show. Mm-hmm. And they do like a book thing. Like this person wrote the book about their exorcism.
Oh.
And then they do an exorcism on the show.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, I'm really excited for that one. It has, I forget his name, but he was in The Boogeyman as the patient. He's mm-hmm. been in so many horror. What's his name? And he was in that short film that we
reviewed. David Dalmatian.
Uh-huh. Good job. Yeah, that guy.
David Dalmatian.
But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Well, cool. I haven't heard of it, so I'll get excited, I guess.
Get excited, bro.
I'm excited for Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
Are you?
I am. I really am, actually.
Okay.
I did finally watch the original. Okay. I did finally watch the original Beetlejuice. And I was like, wait a second, this is kind of slay.
No, I love the original.
This is really slay. I thought you hadn't seen it.
No, I've seen it. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm excited for it.
I loved it.
Beetlejuice. And, I mean, it has, like, the original cast mm-hmm. in it. I like that it's not an actual, like, remake.
Mm-hmm. It's a different story.
It's a different story, but it's also like, I mean, Winona Ryder is there with the same haircut, and it's like,
Slay. I wish I could pull off those bangs.
I know, right?
They would be so silly on me. I think everyone would be like, girl, you think you're cool.
I'd be like,
no.
Okay.
I accidentally did cut baby bangs once. Not that extreme, but I was literally like, my eyebrows are on display. But anyway, I don't know if I'm that excited for it.
Really?
The trailer just didn't look as good to me. I also like kind of ruined a lot of trailers for myself because especially sequels, remakes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that it started with Jurassic Park when they did Jurassic World because then they would take the original Jurassic Park theme song and then slow it down and then put it over the trailer and be like so dramatic. Mm-hmm. And then they did it with like Beetlejuice. They've done it with like anything like that. So I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. I just feel like sometimes...
Well, this was more of like a teaser.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
anything.
So. I agree. I mean, I'll still watch it because I do like everybody in there. And I do like Beetlejuice. I'll give it a fair chance. But I also feel like...
Give her a chance.
I will, of course.
Give her a chance.
Fan service is...
I do worry it's not going to have the same vibe. I mean, it seemed like it did, but like... There's just, like, a certain, you know, it's the, was it the 90s? 80s? 90s? The certain just, like, color grading that, like, is, just makes it what it is. And, you know, with the different cameras, it's just a different,
sometimes
like,
higher quality is not higher
quality. It's not higher quality.
Yeah. Also, I feel like It was just very charming. Like,
yeah,
it's a charming movie, and I don't know how much we can recreate that charm.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
We'll see.
I will anticipate it.
Okay.
Just to see what it'll be like.
Anticipated.
My number one most anticipated mm-hmm. has got to be Nosferatu.
Say that.
Vampires. Let's be real. The vampire to end all vampires.
Bill
also, stellar cast.
Guy.
Yeah. Mia Goth.
He's also, they're redoing The Crow.
Yes.
And he's also.
Is he? I didn't mm-hmm. know that.
Yeah.
Aren't they redoing?
I don't know when that's coming out, though.
They're redoing The Strangers, too.
Yeah, it's like
the universe.
It's part of the universe, but yeah, The Strangers something.
It's like Strangers Part 1 or something.
Yeah, so. Have you ever seen The Strangers?
I'm too scared.
You need to see it. It's just like...
Would you think it's scarier than Funny Games? Because Funny Games fuck me up.
It's scarier than Funny or Games.
Scarier?
Yeah.
Oh, heck no.
It's a lot scarier because to me, and Funny Games is scary for a lot of reasons, and the villains talked to you and talked to the camera, and here the villains don't talk at all. Oh,
that's bad.
And I feel like in some ways it dehumanizes them, so it makes them less, like more like monsters than actual humans.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean, in Funny Game, they're kind of just idiot boys. Idiot evil boys that just so happen to be.
Which is scary.
Strong. Yeah, that is scary too, because you never know what stupid people will do.
Right.
But if these are like intentionally calculated, meticulous, malicious people, that's scary. Yeah, I'm scared.
Well, we're going to watch it. After this.
No. Not on Sunday.
Not on a Sunday.
Not on a Sunday when we're recording this.
Do I have
this.
It? I don't know if I have it. No, I have a Vacancy.
I think it's
you watched that movie.
Yes.
I made you watch
it. I always
movie.
Forget what it's called. That was awful.
It's like that.
Oh, that. I cannot believe I was. Like you were like, let's watch Aliens. And I'm like, okay. I'm like freaking out, scared of aliens. And you're like, Vacancy? I'm like, that one was awful. To watch. I was thinking about that one the other day, and I can never think of what it's called.
It's the same
Vacancy.
Vibes.
Okay. Well, if I go into it knowing that, then I think it'll be
a
little better.
Yeah.
Just lock our doors.
Just lock your doors. Lock your doors, people.
Please.
I thought it was scary.
Do you anticipate that one? Strangers?
Sure. I'll probably wait till it comes out on whatever to watch it, but yeah.
I'm an AMC Stubbs member, so I'll probably go. Have to bring it up every time.
You have to. We're still hoping for a sponsorship.
Yeah, please, AMC. What's your number one anticipated, do you think?
Quiet Place.
Number one.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
I thought you said Quack Place.
Quiet Place.
Quack, quack.
Quack Place. I do have an anticipated book.
Oh, I have three that I wrote down, too.
Oh, wow. I was going to be the only one with a book.
I thought we discussed this.
Let me see if there's anything else. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Let me look, Oh, They Follow.
Is it a sequel to It Follows? Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. Didn't even come up.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. There is a movie called Sting that I'm not anticipating it. It's a spider.
Oh, yeah. We are not anticipating that.
But you know what is just so interesting to me is how there aren't more movies centered on spiders.
Yeah.
And I really think it's because...
It's too far.
I think people, the people who are making the movies are too scared.
They're like, no, we can't.
And I don't blame them at all.
How unfortunate for me that... Well, I guess it is fortunate because I like spiders, I'm like, ooh, don't like those. But like sea creatures, I'm like, spiders I encounter often.
Every day,
you know? But sea creatures, I'm like buckling at the knees. And I never have to deal with them. So I feel bad for everybody else that's like spiders or snakes. So I'm like, yep, see those
spiders
often.
Spiders are my mortal enemy.
Kryptonite.
They really are. And they can just die. All of them.
All of them?
All of them. I don't care. I don't care if they're good for the environment. Get them out of here.
Guys, I'm about to pee my pants.
Do you need a break?
Can I go potty?
You can.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome. Sorry. I didn't realize I was recording.
I feel so much better now.
Oh, good.
What's your book?
My book is by close personal friend, Rachel Harrison.
Okay, another one.
Yes.
She'd be writing.
She'd be getting them out every year.
Good for her.
I'm like, I'm so jealous, but like in a good way, you know?
Yeah.
It's called So Thirsty.
Gulp.
And it's a vampire.
Yay.
It's her first vampire related book. And so I'm really excited about it. The covers, of course, like a martini glass with like blood coming out of it. It's just like,
oh, so cute.
It's just vibes. All her books are vibes.
Vibes.
And they're so, it's such a specific, like just so, such a specific smart genre of horror, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's very female oriented. It's very, it's light and it's like real world with the horror elements in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Love it. Do you know when it's coming out?
September.
Sometime. So far away. So far away.
I know.
But still, we're excited.
Yes. Anticipated.
I'm, of course, anticipating horror movie by Paul Tremblay. Yes. Close personal friend of the podcast.
Personal friend.
I did get the ARC, so I haven't started reading it yet, though. But I'm excited. That one's coming out in June. Or July. June, I believe. Also excited for... I wrote it down. Oh, of course, Grady Hendrix is supposed to come out with Witchcraft for Wayward Girls. But I don't know. Last, I think when he did, what's it called? House. What was it called? How to Sell a Haunted House. I think that ended up being pushed back. And there's no like cover or anything for this one. So it might end up being pushed back.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. It'll be exciting to read. It sounds a little cliche.
Horror movie?
No. Witchcraft or
whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sounds very, like, I kind of already know what's going to happen.
I'm worried it's going to be a little bit like Final Girls support group and My Best Friend's Exorcism, like, mixed together.
We all know, yeah.
We don't like Final Girls support groups. Sorry. We did not like it at all. So I'm a little worried it'll be like that, too. I like his adult stuff. Like, I mean, I did like Best Friend's Exorcism, but I don't know.
It just doesn't compare to, like, to me, it doesn't compare to Vampire Slay Diaries. Yeah. When was it?
Book Club, Southern Book Club's Guide to Slaying Vampires.
That's hey, I got some called. Of the words in
yeah.
there.
I don't know, I feel like, I mean, I love Best Friend's Exorcism, but it was trying so hard to be 80s.
Yeah.
And then Southern Book Club kind of just let you live in the world, which I like that because it's like I'm a smart reader. I can put myself I can
figure
in.
It out.
Yeah. And that's why I think I also liked How to Sell Haunted House because it was modern day, so you didn't have to put
yourself. Didn't have to It didn't have to be like, hey, here's all these references to like make you think you're somewhere else.
Which I also think was a problem with Horror Store too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And with the rock and roll one that I never finished.
Yeah, I never finished that either. I think I read the first few pages.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's hope it's not. Let's hope it's a good one.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Anyway, those are probably my most anticipated. Most anticipated.
Most anticipated. Ow.
I feel like a lot of people aren't. Oh, I did. I was really anticipating
Moon Over the River Wide.
Yeah, that one. Moon of the Turning Leaves. That one. But it came out in February, on February 27th. So, go ahead and read it.
Did you read it?
Mm-hmm.
You liked it?
I did. Loved it. I loved it.
I loved that.
It's a sequel, though, so
right.
You can read the first one. Read the first one first.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
What else are we anticipating this year? Oh, on Thursday, we anticipate... Do you remember? Oh. Do you remember what we're doing Thursday?
I do, actually.
Yay!
We are going to be attending the Edgar Allan Poe Speakeasy.
It's like a traveling speakeasy. It looks super, like, cheesy and lame, but I'm so excited.
I've been seeing, actually, like, a lot of previews on it on TikTok now.
Me too. It's like, and I'm like, the Edgar Allan Poe.
And it's, like, smoke and, like, people, like, doing the, like, dip with their bodies, you know, when they're, like, telling a story. So, we'll see. But there's drinks. There's cocktails for every story, so.
We're going to get drunk. On a 10 o'clock on a Thursday night.
10 o'clock on a Thursday night. So we'll do a, probably, I don't know if we'll do a whole episode on it, but.
No, we'll definitely talk about it though.
Yes.
So we're going to do that.
And then next week.
Next week? We're getting back into our regularly scheduled programming, but we are also introducing a new series.
Yeah.
It's a silly series. Told it to a few people and they're like, okay.
So, I told my husband, he was like, I don't even know that was a thing. I was like, okay.
We didn't either until we like thought about it. But this is funny.
It is a thing.
It's a thing. And the more I've thought about it this week, the more I'm like, I like this idea, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's very us, very fun. We are going to be, once a month, we're going to watch and review and talk about a Nicolas Cage horror movie.
Yeah.
Which there's more than you would think. There's
way more than you would think.
Yeah. There's like quite a few.
And there probably will be more by the time we, you know, keep the ball rolling.
He's always in something.
He really is.
So We love Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I think he's just like...
He's a childhood, like, I don't know. Just like, when I think of him, I think of like my childhood, like National Treasure. And like, that's the first thing I think I ever knew of him in.
Yes, same.
And then, I don't know. He is Nicolas Cage. I mean, they made a whole movie about him being him, and like a whole movie about people dreaming about him. Like, it's just, he's a vibe.
He's iconic. Mm-hmm. Because like, Nicolas Cage is Nicolas Cage. Like, you can't compare him to anybody else. Mm-mm. Nobody else has compared to him. Like, you can't be like, oh, reminds me of Nicolas Cage. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Which one? Which Nicolas Cage? Yeah. You know, they're so different. So I think it'll be really fun.
Me too. So next week we will be watching Willy's Wonderland.
Doo-doo, happy birthday. How does the song go?
I don't know. So if you guys want to watch that and be all caught up, you can watch it on like Tubi for free.
Yes, Tubi's the goat.
Yeah.
We love Tubi here.
We love Tubi here. We're Tubi fans.
Tubi stands.
So watch that and join us next week for that episode.
Episode one of our Nicolas Cage series. We got to think of a fun name.
We do.
Nicolas Slage.
Ooh.
Everybody's, who's that?
Nicolas Slage. Nicolas Cage Slay. Nicolas in a cage. Ooh, scary.
Ooh, Nicolas in a cage. Anyway, that'll be fun. I'm excited to watch it.
Me too.
And giggle, I hope.
Giggle, giggle.
Giggle. Anyway, hope you guys have a great week. And watch Willy's Wonderland. Check us out on Instagram, of course, at @SlashAndSlayPod.
We'll start posting again, I promise.
I promise, we will. Guys, I post for a living, and posting is sometimes the last thing I want to do.
I'm on the computer for a living.
And sometimes being on the computer is the last thing. We just need to touch some grass. It's beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, but it has been.
It has been very springy.
And so, yeah, I've been wanting to be outside as much as possible. Anyway. Go outside, watch Willy's Wonderland.
Watch it outside. Like, have a picnic.
Do connections.
These are all great suggestions.
Yeah. Mental health.
Yeah.
Awareness.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.